Queridos hermanos y hermanas, dear friends, as a matter of fact, we hear this very same gospel passage. Today it's only 4.5 verses, but we hear it every year on Good Friday. On that occasion, it's just one short scene between the kiss of Judas, that empty pretense of respect and affection, which was really a betrayal, between the kiss of Judas and death on the cross. It was a meeting between a second-rate political hack of a remote province and a condemned man accused of crime and rebellion. That's Good Friday. Today, on the Feast of Christ the King, our liturgy removes the passage from that context of death by crucifixion and makes this conversation a contrast between two different kinds of power. Maybe Pilate was bored out in Syria and merely amusing himself in this conversation. His career momentarily stalled in the back country. Or maybe he was genuinely engaged and curious. At any rate, the questions, three of them, were profound and perennial. Jesus stood his ground. Like the rest of the gospel, Jesus is in control of everything. His destiny, his presence, his words, his work. But there are three questions. First, what does it mean to be a king? There aren't many of those around anymore. England certainly has the Queen, who sets the standard for propriety, for good breeding and manners and courtesy. She provides a sense of history, so it isn't just this particular moment. And she works with whichever political power happens to be in control at the time. Just recently, she endorsed the selection of the Archbishop of Canterbury, the new Archbishop of Canterbury. She doesn't have a lot of political authority, it's moral authority. There are a few other kings, mostly in Europe these days. There is Juan Carlos in Spain, Constantine in Greece, Baudouin in Belgium, and Olaf up in Scandinavia, for the most part, and Beatrice, Julia, in Holland, for the most part, they're moral figures. It's that kind of authority. Here in America, back in the 1770s, we decided we didn't want one, even if they invited George Washington at some point to be king. They all said, no, he said, no, we didn't need one. But it is a figure. In the ancient world, a king was someone with real authority whose word was the last word and whose will decided everything. Are you a king? Jesus said, yes, as a matter of fact, but not the kind you think of. So for us, given that background and who we are, maybe the question isn't so much what does it mean to be a king, but what does it mean to be a president? Or what does it mean to be a governor? Or what does it mean to be a mayor? What are the expectations, the presumptions? What are the job requirements? And what are the standards for judging whether someone is effective and successful or not? It's the first question. It has to be interpreted, reinterpreted culturally, but it's an enduring question. Second question, what does it really mean to say, I'm not of this world? I'm not of this world. We have our birth certificates, our parentage. We knew who our parents are, our own history. Someone from my family in Europe sent me my father's history from 1734, generation after generation after generation. Very much of this world. We have our addresses, the street we live on. That means they're our neighbors. We have a social security number. Most of us, almost all of us, telephone numbers, driver's licenses. We're very much part of this world. We work, we shop, we vote within the fabric of day-to-day life. We have people we take care of, family members we worry about. We're very much of this world. And yet, as Christians, we're baptized into the next world. That's really what baptism is also about, going down into the death of Christ and up into the resurrection, by which we already here and now share some citizenship in the next world. We're taught to say that the measures of success in this world, how much money we may have in the bank, or the people we know, or the favors we can call in, or the kind of car we drive, are not the things that count most. We're taught that. We say we believe it, and then we struggle to live it. As disciples of this Jesus who stood before Pilate, we're not ultimately totally of this world either. What does that mean? Could anybody tell the difference? How do you measure it? And the third question, what does it mean to belong to the truth? What does it mean when Jesus says, those who are of the truth listen to his voice? What kind of listeners are we? How do we know what the truth is? Amid all the advertising this time of the year, what's true? Amid all the political posturing in the recent pre-election campaign, what's true? Amid all the conflicting appeals for allegiance, in this very divided, overly polarized world, what's true? On this feast of Christ the King, we're reminded that history has a purpose, that there's an inner dynamic to all the things that happen, trumpeted on the headlines of television news or the morning paper. On this feast of Christ the King, we stand before Christ, not only at the end of our lives, but every single day. It's like the old examination of conscience, which isn't really so old and probably necessary more than ever. We stand before Christ and answer a few questions. What world do you belong to? Whose voice do you listen to? Turns out that in this gospel passage, especially on this day, Feast of Christ the King, Jesus is the one interrogating Pilate. It's not the other way around. Pilate is on trial. And so are we. With appreciation for the proclamation of Deacon James earlier, let me say it all again. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation, chief priests, handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom belonged to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to this group of Jews. As it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You said it. I am a king. For this I was born. For this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. And everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. The Gospel of the Lord.